Adjustments to the upper neck and skull don't only affect nerves. They can also affect the circulation of cerebrospinal fluid. Cerebrospinal fluid, or CSF, is the fluid that surrounds the brain and spinal cord. Recent advancements in MRI diagnostics allow for motion MRIs that can show the flow of cerebrospinal fluid throughout the spinal canal and into the brain. As recently as 30 years ago, CSF was thought to mainly provide a shock absorber effect to the brain and delicate nervous tissue. Presently, CSF is credited with maintaining the nutritional status of brain tissue by the removal of metabolic byproducts. Without proper CSF flow, plaque may develop on the brain. Plaque on the brain has been linked to Parkinson's disease, MS, and Alzheimer's. Motion MRIs can show a blockage of CSF flow and the increasing flow immediately following an upper cervical adjustment. Stasis, or blockage of CSF, can be associated with dizziness, seizures, brain fog, and blurred or tunnel vision. Sometimes returning CSF flow to normal is as simple as adjusting the atlas, the top bone in the neck. This is done gently by hand. Oftentimes, a patient being seen for headaches will report immediately following an atlas adjustment that the lights seem brighter, or the pressure is relieved, or the colors more vivid, or that feeling of static in their head has stopped. A good example of this type of case was a lady who had severe pain at the top of her head that made her feel like someone was pulling her hair out. She had brain fog, episodes of dull thoughts and sluggish thinking, and constant painful spasms in her neck. The examination showed the upper vertebrae that the skull sits on was cocked to one side. Additionally, the bones of her skull were not moving properly to allow the CSF to be pumped throughout the brain. She had the potential for blockage in more than one place. After adjusting her atlas, that top vertebrae in her neck, with a light pressure and a slight tug, and then easing her cranial bones into proper rhythm with her breathing, her symptoms improved by 80% in 2 weeks and 95% after 12 weeks of treatment.